The True False Film Fest is here, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series we call True False Conversations. I'm Abby Ivory Gagna. Directors Lucien Casting Taylor and Verena Parvel wanted to show murderer and cannibal Issei Sagawa in the least sensational way possible. Their film, Cannibal, is composed entirely of close-ups with little sound and is meant to make viewers question their sense of what's interesting. KBIA's Haley Broughton spoke to Casting Taylor.
I noticed that the actual murder of Renee happened in 1981, so I was wondering why you and Verena chose to tell this story now.
When somebody, another filmmaker, Josh Oppenheimer, at a festival in Vienna started talking to us about him, we became interested, since we were working in Japan anyway, and in meeting him. Verena had forgotten about him and didn't even know that he was still alive. And he'd been working in a lot of sexploitation films in the years since, and we were working with Japanese filmmakers, so we found a way to meet him. And he was at the end of his life. He's still alive, but he's sick. He has diabetes and had a stroke. And so we decided it might be interesting to try to make a film about cannibalism. Anthropologists have written a lot about cannibalism. And obviously, we love films about vampires and novels about vampires. But very few people actually have ever tried to understand one human being's cannibalistic desire without being overly judgmental or censorious or without completely mythologizing it. So that was the challenge we set ourselves. It hadn't really been done with him before. We sort of took the anti-sensationist thing, which is all the more disturbing because there's no obvious moral judgment on our part.
And I wonder what it was like working with the two brothers, because something that stood out to me in the film was when his brother would laugh about trying to kill him, and just the brother seemed to be constantly giggling about them fighting and things like this.
I mean, I think comedy and tragedy go hand in hand. Working with them, it was in a very small space. Their apartment is perhaps 30 feet by 20 feet, and so it's very small. It was very psychologically grueling. You know, every night we both had, especially Verena had, very vivid dreams about cannibals, and she dreamt a number of times that he was eating her, which was obviously disturbing. It got so often, actually, that she began to feel that she understood his desire to eat someone. But still, you know, they're incredibly psychotic, vivid dreams that really begged lots of questions. You know, given all the fantasies and paranoia that hanging out with them might induce in one, you know, it wasn't a particularly relaxing place to hang out, shall we say.
And what are some moments in the film that you hope the audience sticks with them after they leave the theater?
Not really moments. It's really the whole film. It's really to, you know, we live our lives as we're deeply moralistic creatures. We're deeply judgmental of and scared of people or cultures who are different from us. And so just to try to sort of momentarily hold in abeyance all of the moralisms that make our lives comfortable, and in particular to try to meditate upon an act that seems so heinous that it's almost criminal even to think about it. Just to think about what motivates desire like that.
That was KBIA's Haley Broughton talking to director Lucien Casting Taylor. Along with Verena Parvel, their film is Cannibal. For all of our True False coverage, go to kbia.org.